And now, welcome everyone.
Not so complicated.
We made it. Week three. I think we're a little bit late on this one, but I think no one noticed. So,
what you mean? None of our six followers.
I think they're like, where is it? You know, like it's been almost 10 days now.
Do you get any tweets about it?
Tweets. Yeah. Like this media. The media is just
missing,
crazy.
Missing like, the podcast.
Reporters reaching out to me, being like, what is happening? You know, where is Not So Complicated? Mm. What's happening? Yeah. Oh yeah. We have.
Our mugs.
Yeah. Cheers.
So let's see. Zoom.
Zoom. Oh yeah. Very subtle.
I think it's a good topic nowadays, right? Because we're all a lot of us are working from home, and I mean we know like half our days are spent on Zoom. Literally.
They are.
Half of our work day is basically meetings.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how now like work is just being in this like video chat call thing, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what you do for a living, like just be in the things.
Which is weird because like it's not what you're hired to do, right? Like they hire you to, you know, in your case you're a designer. You in my case I write code, but then half of my time I spend talking with
people.
It's true.
It's also I think very startup-y thing, right, to do. Like I wonder how this has changed other people's lives that weren't so used to like working remotely or things like that, and how they essentially switched from being like, you know, the water cooler conversations and like going for lunch and all the stuff with the coworkers now to like, you know, having to communicate.
It's easy to miss the like the casual chats when everything's a meeting, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's usually a point for all the meetings, so you're missing the random, like, I'm bored, I'm going to walk over to someone and just chat for a bit.
Yeah, you can't cross paths. You have to,
You have to make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to put it in someone's calendar, or sometimes maybe, you know, hey, can we talk about this one thing, quick Zoom, but you both need to be free, which is hard sometimes.
Yeah. And that's what's triggered all these meetings, because they are meetings. There are like coffee chats and all that stuff, which is a little bit awkward because it's like an informed, like it's the it's point like, of this.
And now
one
you're
going
to talk.
For this one hour, just make a pointless chit chat conversation, right?
Pretty much.
Like, what?
The other day, we were in one of those, like, just coffee meeting, right? And at some point, we there wasn't really like anything to say. And you could tell, like, the conversation kind of died. We were talking about the weather.
Right.
Sort of in an ironic way, though. We're like, you know how we always like, yeah, you talk about the weather when you need to do small talk, you're like laughing about it, then the conversation kind of dies. We're like just looking at the screen. I'm like, okay, guys, so back to the weather. I don't know, clouds. Yeah, it's cloudy nowadays, right?
I mean, that's
am
what
I right?
You do, right? That's like the British thing.
Yeah.
Like, we work in the UK, and it's everyone can relate to the bad weather, right? So it's the conversation everyone has. And with the situation right now, like there's not that much going on. So what else can you talk about? Like, oh yeah, it's nice outside, or it's not nice outside.
Yeah.
And that's kind
of
like
my day. A lot of what we do in our personal lives, I guess you can't really. I mean, you can obviously talk about it, but like maybe people don't care. Maybe we don't do anything that interesting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like also with those meetings for casual chats, there's like a limit, like of people. Sorry, I mean
of people. Okay.
So when I started, it was three of us in my team, so it was like three people having coffee, and that worked really well. Actually, that was amazing.
Right.
And now it still works, but now there's like eight or nine of us in the meeting, and it's no longer that easy, right? Because on Zoom, you can't like easily have a chat where everyone like it's really easy to like talk over someone, so you kind of someone starts, you start, you go, oh no sorry, and then no sorry
right.
Oh no, sorry, what were you gonna say?
There's too many people to like keep track of, and the conversations and so do you think that now it's a bit colder, the conversation is not as friendly? Is it because it's new people and you don't like know
could
them
be.
As well
could
or
be.
Is it just because it's more people and
could
it's
just
like
be the number of people
annoying,
so maybe the way to do it is like groups of four or something. Maybe they break out rooms.
Breakout rooms,
I've barely used them in the whole year, like maybe twice.
Okay. I actually used them when I started the job, like for the onboarding, and they just force you to like team up for little fun activities. And it was quite fun actually, because it forced you with three other people that you don't know. It forces you to, like, gives you a task, and then you have to do this thing, and you kind of have to like quickly, you know, make decisions and throw ideas, and then you'll see like what crazy stuff people come up with.
That's kind of cool.
So it's quite cool. Yeah, I feel like.
Can you see like the list of rooms and easily switch from room to room, or does the host assign?
No,
the host
this
assigns,
isn't. I know.
That's why
you know you have that idea, right? Like for doing that, but No, it's not really. Yeah. So there's the host. Actually, the I know someone that uses this for education, and yet no one knows where they're going or where the other people are. Yeah. You just know how, like, who you get when you get there.
Yeah.
And then there's like a timeout at the end, and then it tells you like in 60 seconds you're gonna get kicked back to the main room, and that's it. So you have those.
Yeah, I see that. Like it's good for some things, right? Maybe not so much for for the social side. Like maybe for that it doesn't quite work as well. Have you seen the one, the Cosmos, like the one we tried using some Fridays?
I haven't. I don't know this.
You might like, when you need to see it. It's kind of cool, and they actually got like crazy funding, like 2 million or something. Recently.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised.
So, they basically what they've done, it's like Pokemon, like Game Boy Pokemon. You know, like top view 2D game, like really retro graphics. You're like a tiny character and you move around and it literally looks like Pokemon.
I've seen this somewhere, but I don't know where.
Okay, so the idea is that you're there and you can just walk around this sort of virtual office that you see from the top, and your coworkers are there as well. And if you get close enough, then it opens a video chat.
Oh, it opens a video chat.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's say you see like three people talking. You approach them and then you see their actual faces in video and you start chatting on video. Then you get bored of that chat and you're like, hey guys, I'm just going to see like what, I don't know, like these other teammates are talking about. I just walk over. Nice. So it's kind of cool, isn't it?
Nice.
Like, it's a good idea.
That's very nice.
It's a good idea.
So I was told of something like that by someone from work that's doing ops and trying to increase communication. And but it was very similar, but there was no video chat that you just jumped into. So it was actually that the audio was relative to the position to the people.
That's really cool.
It's cool, but also super creepy. Like, you just get a little bit close and you hear like very low volume, people.
That's real life, though.
It is. Imagine that you see the avatars on the screen of like someone just like standing close to you, but not so close. And it's like, are they listening? But I can't hear them. They're not talking.
Well, so that's what happens in real life. I mean, someone could be there and then you're like, are they listening to me?
But I think because you're focused on the person that you're talking with, you don't really notice your environment. Yeah. But here you have everything there.
Yeah, you're seeing like you have this bird's eye view, right?
I wonder if the UI of this, both of these platforms, when you get into the conversation, it just allows you to only see those people and then you can like leave or not. Be.
VR, right? That would be
VR.
That would be a solution. VR. But then who the fuck, like, worked? Yeah,
it's okay. We can put an explicit. So I think there's a tag.
Okay.
Oh, we can that as well.
We can censor.
Beep it. Yeah, beeping it.
For the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
To us.
Yeah. Sorry, children.
We apologize. Phone? I could have had like the recording, right, of course. Because now we're on video.
We're recording video. Yeah, we should have given a shout about that. This is going to be the first. Video version of Not So Complicated. We tried the last time, but it didn't. There was some technical problems, and but
video
now
corrupted.
Yeah, it happened.
As it happens, you know.
Yeah,
this one's probably gonna fail. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. But no, I'm excited. It should be fun.
Yeah.
Starting a YouTube channel. We're going to be not only podcasters, but YouTubers,
right?
I mean, just the audience was demanding it, right? Like our 8 followers.
Yeah.
They were just asking for it.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't? Oh, you just didn't sign. You had notifications off, I think. Yeah. Okay. But getting back to Zoom, I wonder, like how the psychology of people has changed with this stuff. Like when they go back to see people, are they going to be like, okay, I'm done with this conversation. No, goodbye.
I've felt that totally. Like the few times I've co-worked with people, like worked in the same space as people in these last months, I find it really awkward because I've become so used to ending a conversation and then the people disappear.
Yeah, you're back to your own world,
alone,
right?
Yeah. And now suddenly you end the conversation, but they're still there.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you want to continue talking or no? Okay, we're working now. Okay, it's just so weird.
It's tricky. I don't know, man. There's just so many things are going to be different when that happens again. And like also not being able, I think as good as chit chat is, it's also very distracting, and we're not going to have that flexibility like just focus on the thing and then talk when you need to talk. But then the people that can't realize that or can't know when they need to talk probably benefit them. So you never know.
Yeah, I mean, everything has pros and cons, right? Working from home, it's good. Yeah, what can you say? I don't know.
Working from home.
Could Zoom do something that it's not doing in order to make the situation better? Is there anything that they're not doing? That's what I'm wondering.
It's tricky. I don't think so. I mean, even the prime minister uses it. Like,
I'm not surprised. It works well. They could just do what this Cosmos One is doing, the startup. And they could add their own sort of gamified thingy where you walk around, talk to people.
More social
exactly,
features.
Exactly. Like,
yes.
That would actually be cool. Work mode Zoom versus like casual, you know, hangout Zoom.
Social Zoom. Like a social network where it's video?
Oh, it's just within Zoom. You click on casual mode or something, and then it's maybe something like this where you see your avatar, you walk around, I don't know. Maybe it's like a hangout room where everyone can talk in groups, and it could be like these two modes, I don't know.
Because
we've been looking at alternatives in the team, like not to drop Zoom, but to use for the social side.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this other one that we looked at that's called Jam or something.
Okay.
And
there's so many these days.
There's so many. There's so many.
The design team wants to use Loom, which I think the point is that you can share your face and your screen. Like, you can pair, like, almost like your life. Like, it's low-key. Like, you're there, but you're not on the video call.
Yeah.
You're just working, and you can just tag along.
Yeah. I think this might be the same thing as Jam. Okay. Like, in Jam, you see if there's anyone. There's, like, you can just click on anyone's face to, like, start a chat quickly, which I guess is similar to Zoom. Mm-hmm. But then there's this alternative, like, coffee area.
Okay.
And you just click on that one if you want to chat with someone, and people can see that you're waiting there.
Mm-hmm.
So then people can just join in. So it's a bit like Zoom, but you can be available, as in waiting.
Yeah.
Which I think works really well, because, you know, post-lunch, maybe I grab a coffee, and I don't want to get back to work straight away. And it would be nice, right? Like, just click on, like,
just to have a,
the coffee mode, and then someone else comes in and goes like, hey, Alex, how's it going?
Yeah, there's always that. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these coffee meetings, just the Zoom ones.
Right.
And then you're the only one. And it's like, should I wait?
Yeah.
And then someone is going to, like, how long have you been here exactly?
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird. So it needs to be really nice that you shouldn't know that you're the only one waiting. You should almost, like, be like, we think that these two people, you know, are at the same time, kind of like available for the same amount of time. And then you have to say it, yes, that you're available, but it should not tell you that you're just waiting for attention.
I think this one does it well, because, like, it doesn't start a call in which you're waiting alone. It's more like, if anyone else comes in, then the call starts.
Yeah.
So it's more like, I'm ready. Like, I'm available. I'm doing other stuff. I'm not just, like, waiting here alone.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's what I was thinking, like, social Zoom kind of thing.
Yeah. I wonder if that's the only two modes, you know, like, if it's work and
party,
then just
rave mode.
Yeah, like, what is that a thing? I think it's a thing.
I don't know.
Like, most festivals lately have been just live streamed.
But how do you, I mean, what's the point?
I did a festival, like, in the, kind of like a festival, so shared flat, right? Four flatmates, and then each room had a different music.
Nice.
And then the idea is that you don't switch the songs. If you want to switch, you switch rooms.
Ah, that's cool.
It's kind of cool, right?
That's cool. I like it.
But yeah, we had all four live streams.
Nice.
On, like, different laptops.
Oh, so it was like actual...
Like actual devices.
Like live music from
so
somewhere.
You had to switch. Oh, I love this song. And just run to the other room.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
pretty cool.
There's many things that you
can
do.
That's a good concept for a house party, by the way. Whenever house party... Like, it's a good concept for house parties.
A good concept? Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't need to be corona related, like, as in
in
the
just
future world.
Party,
yeah.
But I wonder, if people are getting used to this or they just hate it. Do a live stream gig, or if there'd be like a buy for like meeting people that are also in the live stream.
Yeah.
Is that
a
thing? Or are they just all watching, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. When I had the VR kit, the VR headset, there was a game, I guess more of an experience one, that was it was called Wave, and you could basically watch concerts in VR.
Okay.
And if anyone else, like, and you couldn't, it wasn't on demand, as in, not on demand, right? Like, you would open it and it would say the next concert starts in 30 minutes or 2 hours or 3 days.
Okay.
And there was like a calendar in there.
Right.
You
so these
like,
were actually live gigs?
Exactly.
Okay. Nice.
So you would like walk up there and be like, DJ whatever is going to do like a live set, or Imogen Heap is doing, because Imogen Heap, I don't know, is a band, and they were doing some experiences with that. But anyway, the point is, like, when you joined one of those concerts, you could see everyone else who was in it, and you couldn't speak with them, but you could interact because you saw their arms and they could dance and stuff.
So is this like, just to paint the picture, is this like a polymorph, like are they just avatars, like game avatars?
Yeah, they were animals.
Okay.
So everyone looks like a sort of cartoony black and blue. Everything's like black in this game, in this sort of concert mode. It's like it's this art where everything's dark and you just see like lights and particles and shapes, and the concerts have the music and then they have like visualizations. So you could see like these particle streams flowing in the air.
Nice.
And if you use the handles in the headset to like, if you press some of the buttons, the particles will flow towards you.
Okay.
So you could like grab them and like throw them to someone.
Oh, okay. And,
like, yeah, there
kind
was
like
one
confetti or like sort of?
But more like magic.
Okay.
More like a energy.
Magic confetti.
Yeah, like,
I mean, I'm down
like
for that.
A stream of energy light that you can sort of grab and like move it in the air with your hands and then like throw it at someone
that
and they can like grab
cool.
it. Yeah, in one of the concerts actually, like it was just me and this other avatar.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a fox or something, and we started like passing these energy particles and like dancing to the music.
Nice.
And each of us, it was amazing. Like each of us was in our rooms, like alone, but then we were in this virtual space, sharing this moment.
So you bonded in this virtual experience.
Yeah, it was
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope VR takes off.
I know.
I think it's going to be some sort of like AR or something that takes off first. I don't know. There's rumors that Apple are doing glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they would.
I guess everyone's doing. Everyone's gonna try. Everyone's trying.
Right.
Yeah. There's definitely potential. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it needs to be. People need to have it, right? Like your friends need to be in there as well.
You need to mass produce it.
Yes.
Mass need. You need socials in VR.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
Yes.
And it needs to improve a little bit, I guess. Like with Quest now, with not having to connect it to your computer, like that's really good. You just put it on.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. I really need to get that one. It's a pretty cool experience. I need to play Beat Saber.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And then try Wave and see what you think of these concerts.
The concert? Oh, yeah.
Some are really well done. And some are like partnerships with artists where they make a whole like 3D virtual experience for you. So it's not just the music, it's the whole environment.
Yeah, I was going to say like, is the artist experience that the experience they provide?
Yeah.
Is it just a video by default?
No,
it's actually also.
No,
just
you're
game?
Not watching a video. It's more like a 3D environment.
Oh, right.
You can actually move around.
It's not like an actual.
You're not like
gig.
Sitting watching a gig. It's more like you are in the gig.
Gig's
around you.
It's like an experience.
Exactly, it's an experience.
Okay,
see, like
I thought the particles was just like added.
Yeah, no. So for example, I don't know, in one of them, it was like this giant red octopus, like massive all around, and it was like dancing around, but like in 3D space, not just like in a video, right?
Right.
So like the tentacles would like go past you and then back, and the particles were like flowing everywhere, and then when the music like went up in excitement, these particles went just like crazy, and it was like flashing white light everywhere, and then it would like disappear.
Damn.
I mean, it was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You seem excited. Okay.
It was really good. I'm missing it now. But
of
at the same time, not like it was rare to like get one of those good concerts.
Mm. Okay.
Obviously. Like those would happen maybe once a month.
Right. So then the average would be just like, like a nice.
Well, then they would repeat. Yeah. So like, then it would be like, you would log in 3 days later, and it was like the same ones that you've already seen.
Oh,
and maybe
okay.
like a month later, they will get like new stuff in.
I guess it makes sense.
It makes
sense.
Yeah, it takes time to create these.
It must be so difficult to create. Like, the very little I know about 3D and all that stuff, it sounds just incredibly difficult, complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you want to do it in like for a light device. You know?
Yeah.
So
Can you move the mouse, by the way?
Yeah.
No, let's just a quick. We should have disabled the screensaver. Oh shit. It's fine, right? It's still recording.
It's most likely.
Just for the record, the screensaver just came up.
Yeah.
So now we're not sure if it's still recording. I mean, it has to be, right?
It has to be, right? Like,
should
this is how computers work. I think maybe we should.
Maybe we should, yeah.
This is what happens when you're starting.
It's,
okay, it was recording.
It was all fine.
But then we wouldn't see the timer, though. But that's probably okay. You've got your phone. Like, we could just look at the time.
We wouldn't have, but yeah.
We could always edit this out if but we'll probably leave it.
We'll see. We'll probably leave it, but
we'll probably leave it. It's this is casual.
Welcome
life.
Everyone to in case you didn't know, if this is your first time listening to, or you just turning in. If you're just tuning in, this is not so complicated. We do weekly or almost weekly episodes. Where
it's a best effort, best effort weekly.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is weekly. The intent is weekly.
How long do you think humanity will continue saying tuning in after radio, disappears? Once it's only streaming services, right. Would people still say tune in? Because there's nothing.
Of course, because we'll be doing this live at some point.
But but you're no longer tuning. That's what I mean. Like before, you were tuning the right, like you were like moving the wheel to get it on the right like rate, like frequency.
But then, man, like that's gonna take forever because we still call where the screen cuts off on like a website the fold.
And that's literally one newspaper? That's crazy.
So above the fold and below the fold.
Why don't we just call it the screen?
What do you call it?
Well, the screen. What's in the screen?
So it's viewports and all this stuff, right? It's very complicated to actually get it. So it's whatever it cuts off, which is.
I like those cases in life where a word from the past continues and it doesn't make any sense anymore.
Right.
For example.
Do you have a story? Ooh, a story.
No, it's not a story. I just got examples, I guess. But I love, for example, how when you take a photo on your phone with the sound on, it makes the sound that a DSLR camera makes, right?
I actually have a fact to this one. I recently watched a documentary from the guy that made most of the sounds for Apple.
Nice.
And he made most of them as an intern.
Wow.
And he essentially makes no money of that anymore. So he got paid intern salary. But it actually, the sound for the camera on all iPhones around the world, ever since the first one, is the sound of his old Leica.
Really?
It's literally his Leica.
Wow, that's so hipster.
Which is crazy. It's just crazy. It is hipster.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, a lot of future humans will probably not... I mean, I'm sure that type of camera is going to last for a long time. Yeah. But at some point, it just won't make any sense. Like, technology will be so much better, right?
True.
Anyway, my point is, like, we won't have those cameras, and yet digital cameras might continue making that noise. And people think that that's the noise a camera makes, but like, you know, it's so weird.
It will. But then, like, the first iPhone, the icon for YouTube was an old TV. So it's you need like lots of legacy because people need to tie the meaning of that thing to like the action.
Yeah, yeah.
Instantly, and the only way you do that is with like the most recognized thing, and that's why you just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do? Put a mute the camera sound? Like, how do you know if the camera went off?
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's tricky. Like, you put like another sound.
Yeah.
Like beep. No.
Are the floppy disks still used for saving? Is that what's the UX with that?
Wait, I heard something about this.
You know what I mean? Are they still okay to use, or are we no longer using them?
Hold on. Okay, so I remember seeing tweets of kids saying that their parents had, like, why would they 3D print the save icon from Microsoft Word? And it was just an actual floppy disk.
I remember you telling me that,
Yeah.
So, but, like, do you know, like, from a design point of view, is there any guidance that says that those icons are still okay? Like, have you ever heard anything?
I think it's because it's easier to convey the meaning of something with an icon and a label. If you just have an icon, they're going to use an icon. And it's very difficult to find
a better one.
The same thing for filters. A filter is like this funnel thing. But then it's a funnel, but also like it's not a physical filter.
Also, a funnel doesn't actually filter, right? A funnel takes the same amount and just puts it in less space.
True.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's not quite.
No. But listen, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that that's what you said.
I'm just saying it's interesting, right?
It is.
Because someone was like, with a funnel you have more and then it becomes less, but it doesn't actually, I don't know.
So I remember my previous job, I tested two icons for a filter.
Right.
One was the solid black, like just a cone shape, kind of like in reverse cone shape for filter, which is the standard one.
Right.
That one, like 100% of the cases, they knew what it was.
Uh-huh.
I tested like a more modern one, which was like three horizontal lines. One like smaller than the previous, right? Three lines, trying to convey the meaning of like you have, you know, all, then less, and then less.
Right.
Like no one got it. They thought it was like a symbol, and they have the label next to it. It was like, don't understand the, like, what the icon.
Of course, like once you get used to it.
They thought it was a symbol of some sort. Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's like searching. with a magnifying glass. No one has a magnifying glass.
No one ever.
And
even if you do, you don't go around the house and be like, oh my god, I need to find my glasses.
Imagine, I lost my glasses. Let me find my magnifying glass to find
Where's
them.
Where's my phone? Let me find my magnifying glass.
It doesn't help you search things for things. I don't know about you,
but I don't ever leave my house without my magnifying glass.
And in fact, it's kind of interesting because if your UI has both search and zoom, they're going to be the same icon, but then zoom will have like a plus inside of the magnifying glass or a minus, right?
Yeah, weird stuff. But then what else can you use for search? It's quite tricky. Like a word, like a cloud maybe these days you could use, you know? Like, but then it's just...
Icons are weird.
They are.
Yeah.
Because it's all about whatever the user understands. I remember when I researched, I struggle, like, why don't people understand where the navigation is? Like, yes, it's somewhere here and stuff, but they don't understand the concept of navigation.
Right.
So I remember learning that it should be 5 to 9 elements, so people understand that it's this common list that they see somewhere. Right. It's not just like a list of things.
Yeah, it's not just some random...
And if it's less, it's almost like, I don't know, it's just like a note, like it's a single link.
Wow.
But if it's like 5 to 9, I think it was like, so like 7, if you're in for 7.
Right.
Usually...
Seven items.
And then everything else just, you know, behind that.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it could be 5, it could be 9, it's fine. But also I think it's 5 to 9 items that a user can usually just like scan and kind of like remember.
Right.
So like they will get to the last one, but they will still remember the first one. So user, if it's more, it'd be like, what was that?
I need to go back and jump again.
The other thing was on mobile, you need to collapse them and have like some sort of action, right? Yeah. To like open navigation or see the navigation or something.
And there's a hamburger menu.
So then the hamburger menu, everyone like went for it like crazy.
Really?
As
in everyone, every like designer started using it. Yeah, exactly. Because users, I mean, it's probably what you're going to say, right? But they don't.
Yeah, they don't get it by itself. No,
why would they? What the hell is like 3 lines?
It's 3 lines.
Why would 3 lines mean?
These days, so as of 2 years ago, I did this research. Back then, it had built some understanding, so some people still got it.
Right.
But the best thing that worked, so I thought it was going to be just the word menu, maybe like in a button style, but not even that. Because the users that learned about the 3 lines, the hamburger icon, they were expecting that, not the menu icon label.
Yeah.
So the best thing that worked was actually menu and the hamburger icon and a border around it.
Yeah,
all 3
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, of course it's
more clear.
It's super obvious, but it's also like just so...
Even the word menu, I was just thinking...
In Spanish, it's
why
weird,
would
right?
everyone... But even in English, in Spanish, like why would people that don't know that a menu is a navigation menu know what it means? Like imagine you don't know anything about apps or websites, you see menu.
Yeah.
And you think, what, like a restaurant? Like what is this? What does it mean? Like,
and then
you click it and it goes like, about, contact. Yeah, you know, and you're like...
I think the idea is like restaurant, right? Like, I want to think that.
What
like,
do you offer?
What is your offering?
Yeah.
Like, what are the services available to me from your side?
Yeah.
So I think the word is fine. I think for users that never use the website, what you want to go for is making sure that that's... what was the expression? I think Brad Frost said this. Navigation should be like a nice friend. Like it should be like not bothering you. Like, hey, let's hang out. But it should be there when you need them, right? So, you know, it's not like like annoying, but also like if you want to hang out, they're there for you. You know,
fair.
It's like a nice friend. Yeah.
I mean, that kind of sounds like you could say it about every element, right?
Because
like the not annoying part, at least, right? Like. I don't know, unless the main content, I guess you could say, should always be, I don't know.
So, but the content, like, it's all kind of like on the same level, sort of, this hierarchy and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you want to have it all, so, you know, you want to discover the top and then just go deeper kind of thing.
Right.
But you don't want, like, the end of some content, you know, the bottom barrel of one bucket to be at the same level as the top level of another bucket. You want to kind of like flow the hierarchy, you know, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
But the navigation at any time, wherever you are, you want it to be there.
Yeah.
You want it to just be like,
it's a good point, but it makes me think of like how a lot of how for a lot of services or websites or apps, maybe even, maybe not apps that much, people come from Google, consume the content and leave probably. Like what I'm thinking is the navigation that important even nowadays? Because like, you know, they come in through a query that they've searched, read, do what they came to do, and then they leave, right? I don't know.
You think people just enter on one single page?
I don't know. Or maybe they enter a flow from that page, you know, do something, complete a, you know, buy something. Yeah. No, it's a generalization. It depends. Because if it's a shop, then yeah, navigation makes sense. Maybe they came in looking for shoes, but then they see those trousers and they click it.
The navigation should present, the restaurant menu, right? Everything you do. Yeah, so if you like one of the things, then you probably are, it's more likely that if you have a clear idea of what the entire website offers, that you're going to compare that thing to others or find more that has the same values than the thing that you liked initially. Mm-hmm. So you want to, or know more about just the company.
Yeah.
Many people just don't trust things online, especially if you have to pay. So you want to just know more, go to help about us. Where are we based?
See the pricing.
Yeah. Compare prices. Yeah.
I hate when people don't put the pricing on their products.
Nowhere.
Yeah. No. It's just like...
just wasting my time, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to actually like get the way to check out.
There should always be a pricing page.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, true.
Crazy.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Yeah. What items have you found that annoying? Is it like the check going to checkout problem? Is it the shipping that is not clear? Or is it just not the item at all? Like it's all marketing and fluff.
Yeah. I'm thinking of more than a shop that sells a bunch of things. I'm thinking of a product, and it has this website for itself, right? So and you come there for that product, and then maybe pricing is not really obvious, and you're like, well, that's the main criteria for me. Like, I really don't care what you do or how you do it yet, right? First, I want to see how much.
Right.
Because I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm cheap, so I'll. If it's an expensive product, I'm probably not even going to continue looking.
Okay.
Potentially.
Do you feel attacked that they're like, you know, throwing all this information at you?
Yeah, it's like, I don't care yet.
Max,
exactly.
3,000.
Exactly, like sync to three devices.
Yeah.
Like, do this, do that. It's like, well, how much? Because, you know, how much are we talking?
Okay. I think...
Imagine if you walk... Okay, so just imagine you walk into a shop. You need a jacket. You see all these jackets. They're great. The person comes over. They're showing you jackets. Try them on. But you don't know how much they are. You might, like, how long would you stay? Right?
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
And what if they are 500 each? And then you were thinking of buying a 100 jacket, pound jacket.
Like, the shop is actually a good example, like the jacket shop, because there's a few brands that are quite nice. And then you go in there and you want to kind of like have an idea of the price, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You look at the first jacket and that... will turn you away if like it's £600.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly.
It's a good point. I think if the product is good enough and the header kind of like sort of proposition is good enough, they'll have like the minimum price at the top.
Yeah, that'd be good actually.
So that idea is like, you know, if you're just looking for the price, this is the cheapest. There's probably gonna be you probably want the more expensive one. Probably many times.
Yeah.
So there's probably multiple models.
So something like instead of saying pricing, the button on the menu could literally say from price, like from 5, from 10 quid.
Oh, so you're just like looking for the pricing.
I don't know. I'm thinking. Maybe it works.
Apple does this. Like it says from whatever.
Yeah.
And then there might be like, there's no pricing thing.
Under each product, right? I think they might actually.
Oh, not under. I meant like in the product page.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think if you want to see the actual pricing structure, you have to go into buy now.
Yes.
Which is almost like a checkout.
Essentially, go through the process of buying.
Yeah. Just interesting because then if you want to go back to the models, then I guess you go back to the product page after that.
The psychology of spending money, crazy. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That could be a whole episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be. Well, I don't know. Can we talk about psychology spending money? Or
we can.
We could.
We can.
Do we know?
We definitely can. We can do anything.
Okay, we could talk about anything, obviously.
The world's your oyster.
Yes. It is.
What
do you mean? I mean, what?
Like, in terms of talking.
Does it mean that I can lick it? That I can eat it?
I double check on that. You might want to, yeah, I don't know.
Put some lemon on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've only had oysters like 3 times maybe.
I don't think I've... Have I had oysters? I don't think I've ever had oysters.
It's like, it's an experience.
It must be.
It's definitely an experience.
It's like a whole full body.
It's a whole thing.
Okay. You have to like get ready.
And it's alive, right? Like, you eat
it is alive, yeah. It's and it's fizzy, right?
Yeah. Fizzy? As in like sparkling water? No, I don't. No, no. Wait, even the oyster is just there like sparkling, like as in bubbly.
Not like jumping around, but... I heard.
Right.
I heard tales.
Okay. No. Yeah.
No, I heard.
I'm not an expert. Maybe there's
because they're alive. I heard right. They just they're bubbly. a little bit fizzy.
Okay.
Because there's more than the oysters. You like the
there's
juices or whatever.
There's some juice involved.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like the times I've had it, it came with like there was like some lemon juice, and then there was some sort of vinaigrette kind of thing with some onion and stuff, and you just put like a little bit of each, and then go for it. And it was, out of like the first time I tried them, they were amazing. The second time they were not good.
Okay.
And the last time they were okay. So it changes quite a lot.
Do you think the second time like it just ruined it? Like having it once is like now I know what to expect.
Second time they weren't great. And they were free as well, because
okay, then the expectation shouldn't have been too high.
Yeah,
right. Free oysters doesn't sound like it should be good.
How did we end up talking about oysters? Well, I know how, I don't know why.
But yeah, the world is your oyster. Yes, so yeah, let's talk about the psychology of pricing in another episode. Yeah, though, but it's cool.
I need to take notes during the day as well about things that I want to talk about.
There's so many things, man. Yeah. But me too.
Going
back to Zoom and VR, which is, by the way, everyone, yes, that's what this episode is about. I wanted to touch base on the idea of VR and stuff because it's interesting. So I remember this story from a Vice documentary. When the first Oculus was out, it took 3 months for a cult to start a VR online church.
Right.
And they're like Minecraft characters.
Okay.
So I just gotta say, like, I'm impressed with the willpower of society and the people to get together for a common cause. And they said, like, I'm here like in the middle of whatever I am, right? And I don't relate to anyone, but these people I do, and I'm like, you know. And whatever it may be, right? But it's I just find it fascinating that could be a thing.
That touches on a topic that I've explored a few times. Like, they got together for this cult, right? It was, I guess, religious in some way.
Yeah, I think it was religious.
And that's like something I've seen a lot, and I'm still thinking a lot about is religion manages to bring people together better than most things, it seems.
Right.
See what I mean?
Like, is this? Are we getting to this topic?
I think. We're not going to discuss religion, but we're discussing the community around religion.
The community around
community.
Okay, cool.
Communities.
Cool.
Basically, communities form around religion in a way that I haven't really seen with other things. I think that the second closest would be maybe sports.
Yeah.
And it's not...
Football, right? Yeah. In Spain, it's massive. Yeah. Right? So, yeah.
Either watching it or playing yourself. I mean, because basically... Well, those people, for example, did that VR stuff just to literally hang out. And their shared thing was that cult. Other people go to church every Sunday or whatever, or they go to like church and then they go to these after church activities with the kids and all that. But that doesn't happen with other things. There's no community, you know?
Yeah, I guess you have to... Well... There's multiple sides to it. I think religion kind of answers some of the fundamental questions for many people on one side, and that's why like they feel like they must continue doing it, or it feels like it completes that part of them.
Yeah.
And that means probably that just because of that force of habit, it creates those connections the same way as in a work relationship, right? Like. But with sport, it's interesting because it's not time-based necessarily. I guess it's for season and stuff, but it's still like you have this shared passion for a common goal, whereas with religion it's more about like you kind of do it for yourself and your family, and you build this bond with other people just because you share this. I guess beliefs. You do share this worry, right? Like it's very similar.
You share beliefs, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if there's that much community around watching sports. I mean, people do go to bars to watch them, and there's a bit of that. I think when I said sports, I meant more of the people who play them. And, you know, if you're in a team sport, then you have all of that team, obviously, that you hang out with. Okay. But even if it's not a team thing, if you play maybe tennis, which is only one-on-one, you might actually go to a tennis club, and then you might hang out there after the game, and you might know some people. So in that sense, that's what I meant. Like, some sports do create communities around them.
Okay. So you're saying that other things don't create communities?
Well, what else? You know, what else? Like, in the modern city life, there's no community anymore. I think this might be a topic for a whole episode, but we
it
can start
be,
it on this
could
one.
Be, but yeah, we can, and then we continue can have a start. I mean, it's all about the idea is how we're kind of like evolving, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about this Zoom and kind of split it now. Okay. I don't know, man, because we can take the approach of like, is it because of habit? And because the more you do it, the more it just creates those connections, because you will... No matter, so if you like tennis and you or football or basketball, you will do it, or you're a religious person, and you will do it no matter where you are.
Yeah,
so you will develop
yeah.
connections in those places.
Basically, you
based
need,
out of routine, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You need the excuse to go. You wouldn't, right? Like, you go because you want to play the sport or whatever. And you move to another city and you go again.
Yeah, so the community is a consequence of you wanting to just fulfill that.
I guess what we need is, like, if you want a community, you need something that will make people go periodically to the same place to hang out. And that's the, if you remove the reason to go, even if you set up like some sort of community center where people can go, they're not really going to go as much because there's no reason to go.
True.
There's no need.
There needs to be a first, like, self-fulfilling goal.
Exactly.
For the community
goal
to be created.
And then the community forms around that.
Right.
Yeah. That's, it's something I've just been thinking, I don't know, like, how, like, what could it be in cities? And maybe it does tie into Zoom a little bit, because nowadays we can't actually meet in person, so could that happen online? And I know that a lot of people, you know, create that around video games. They have, like, Discord servers. It's just, like, some online platform where
they
you can chat.
Yeah.
So people have that with the video game, and then they start talking, maybe. I haven't seen it myself, so I don't know much about it.
It's tricky, because I feel like, even though there's, I mean, I feel like I've been part of a couple communities, one for front-end in Spain, that was quite good. And that was just Slack group.
Nice.
And I feel like that was pretty good, even though there was nothing to... There was something there, because you kind of wanted to be in the, like, inner circle, sort of, right? You wanted to be in that pinnacle of information.
Yeah.
So you were getting that, and the consequence was that some people... You met some new people.
Right.
But the reason you were there were for the information, essentially.
Yeah.
The, like, exclusive...
So that was the goal, I guess.
Yeah, that's the goal, yeah.
And then were there real-life meetups as well, or was
as well.
Right.
So we actually ended up having an actual conference and everything. That was pretty
cool. Nice,
yeah. Conference, like, people came at the stage, and it was cool, yeah.
Yeah, actually, there's meetups nowadays, and maybe that's a similar thing.
I'm trying to think, like... other things, because, say, I don't know, dancing classes. We were talking about dancing classes yesterday. You go to learn yourself, but then you get along with people because, you know, you share the struggles, or it's like, oh, this didn't work out, or like this that was so smooth, like that was really cool.
They're missing the, and I think this might be the key as well. You need to have an after, like, there needs to be the event, which is maybe the dancing lesson or a conference or whatever, and then there has to be every day the option to hang out, because I went to those dancing lessons in this academy for more than a year, and pretty much after every class people just go, and you do talk with some people. We ended up making a few friends, but it's like out of, it's almost like not the normal thing, right? It's harder to make friends there than to not.
Yeah, I mean, and we do live in London where everyone is like doing their thing and then off to the next one, you know?
Yeah,
everyone's rushing from like almost one meeting to the other, right?
There should always be like a bit of hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. People and just need to chill, man.
Maybe this goes back to Zoom. After the meeting, just chill.
Okay.
Like, but maybe no one wants that. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you finish the meeting and then everyone's like still sort of hanging out for a bit.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, well, what are you guys doing these days? You know, start chatting a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if people want that. They probably don't.
It'd be... No. I like it. The thing is, I'm thinking, right now, it happens at the beginning.
Yes.
So you just kind of start and it's like a little bit of like this and that.
Yes.
And then you kind of like kick off. Like, okay, guys, let's focus. You know, clock is ticking. Let's get to the topic, but then it always rushes things, and then you always have people like, oh, I have to jump, you know, I have to go to the next thing.
But that's everyone has the next
everyone
thing.
Everyone has to jump.
Most of my mornings will have literally back to back, like I finish one and I open the Zoom app, click on the next one, join,
I
finish that one, join the next one, finish that one, join the next
even
one,
even like 2 minutes after you're literally, like, oh, I'm sorry, like I was in the other meeting,
and eventually it's lunchtime and you finish the morning and you're like, okay, I'm done with all these meetings.
Yeah, but you had like no time to just like actually talk. It's been like, okay, to the topic, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it probably wouldn't work. Maybe there's no way to make it work at work. Mm. I mean, if this was the case, then it's, as in if you just really have back-to-back meetings, then it's not a problem of Zoom or the platform. It's a problem of the way it's set up, because even if it was in person, you would finish one and then have to walk to the next meeting, right? In
true.
The office.
True.
So it would be the same problem, right?
It would be probably even worse because you have to physically
actually get there.
Yeah.
Like, look, well, which room was it? Where is it?
Yeah, not looking forward to that.
Yeah. Meetings in person. That's like a weird concept.
someone at work, I think I mentioned this, said like, when we all go to the office, are we all going to be like waving when the meeting's over, like wave goodbyes, like like it's going to be really awkward, like, oh, actually, you know, sorry, let's just ignore that and move on. I feel like that's going to happen.
The end of finishing the meetings is definitely going to be awkward.
Yeah, but you can't like go back to your
walk
life.
Back to the desks and then everyone sits at their desk and you're still together. But then suddenly everyone just stops talking. You're like, okay, all right, yeah, guys.
Because now we're going to have these conversations from the meeting room back to the desk.
Exactly.
With these people, right?
Yeah,
we share the desk.
Yes, yeah.
So we need to just introduce that somehow in the Zoom sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if we can sort of, you know, try that, A/B test that.
it's complicated because...
It is complicated.
Should it be?
I think it's a logistics problem. I think we just need to have more time between meetings.
Well, more time in life.
Well, that'd be good.
We need a bit more time.
Yeah. But less meetings in general, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which I think is also the next week.
Maybe, how short is your shortest meeting in a week? At least the scheduled. No, not if it finishes early. If it finishes early.
Right.
How short is your shortest meeting?
Half an hour.
Exactly.
It's shortest, yeah.
That's like become the standard. Maybe this is a problem. You see, no one schedules a 10-minute meeting. Even if you say to someone, hey, can we catch up for like 5 minutes? If you put it in the calendar, it's a 30-minute block.
That's true. That's the default.
That's the tools. So, the tools are encouraging that.
So are you saying that Google Calendar is...
It encourages 30-minute meetings.
No, it does. But
yes.
So we should blame Google Calendar that we don't have time in our days.
Well, maybe, yeah, because... how many of your meetings do you think you could manage to do in 5 to 15 minutes instead of 30? If you had to, you know?
Quite a few, just on the top of my head. At least two or three,
Yeah, I think it would work.
That's like an hour, two hours.
I think people put 30 because they're like, just in case, you know, we need the time. It's like, no. 10. You get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So maybe this is something we could try. Encourage like 15 minutes or less in the calendar.
The problem is that the first person to do that is kind of like, you know, part of my French, an asshole. Like, it's like, nah, for you. just today, just 10 minutes. You know?
Like that's, can we have a one-on-one? Yeah, I'm going to give you 7 minutes.
Like all the weekly one-on-ones, like just
like
10 minutes now.
Could it be gamified? So the longer you make the meeting, you it's worse for you somehow.
Right.
You know, like you like it even starts, you could literally, you set up the invite and it starts on 1 minute and then you have to increase it like plus to like get more minutes into the meeting. And somehow you're losing some, I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe you have like a set amount of minutes a week that you can use for meetings. I don't know. The one
with the most minutes left at the end of the week wins something.
But you're promoting.
But like in the same team.
And social behavior, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you probably can't like make it part of the system. But I was just thinking, like, if there was a, maybe the UI could just make people more. You know, if there really wasn't a way to set 60 minutes and you had to actually click 60 times. On the plus icon,
like wow, okay.
You start a meeting, and by default, it's 5 minutes, and you click plus, and it goes one by one.
Also, just making it really annoying.
Yeah, make it really annoying.
Okay.
You want a 1 hour meeting? That's gonna take you a while.
Imagine throwing a workshop like 5 hours or something. It's like wow, it's gonna be.
Would
a long
you do
day.
It? Yeah, exactly. You probably wouldn't.
I guess you wouldn't. Yeah. I guess you wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it should be like either full day or show
meetings. I don't know. I mean, maybe. Obviously, this needs some thought, but
no, it's fine.
But it could work, right? Like, I like it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Meetings by default, like default them to 5 minutes. Stand-ups, 10 minutes.
There'd be no chit chat, though. I feel
true
at all. I wonder how that would affect.
So these would be for work meetings, and then you would need to have that concept we discussed at the start of the episode about the sort of coffee area where you can just like join, chat with people, like the social mode within Zoom or something.
Yeah, they definitely like a just hangout.
Yeah, like a hangout mode. Yeah.
Like I could pair with anyone. Exactly. And then I'm just working.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if you are in that mode and then some people join and you're talking, blah, blah, and then you like get a message that you need to like focus on. How did you break off from that?
It needs to be really easy.
How does it even happen in real life? I feel like I've forgotten.
What if as soon as you're not talking, you disappear from the call, but then as soon as you talk, you reappear in the call?
I feel like it'd be just really flashy. Like, hello, guys.
Well, with a bit of time, like 30 seconds or something, and then you're out.
It could be just fading from
the
last
word.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, like you start fading away. Yeah. And that way, if you need to focus on something, you can just fade away.
Or
and
a circle then gets really tiny.
Yeah. I mean, these are not bad ideas.
It'd be hilarious. I feel like just a structure of bubbles. I think FaceTime has that for group calls. Like the more volume someone is talking, the bigger the face is. And it's just like all like
something
circles.
Like that, yeah. I don't know. Because then, you know, you come into the call and you see that this person was there, but they're like shrinking, so they haven't spoken in a while. You're like, hey, you're still here. And then suddenly they're like, yeah. And they just come back.
Okay.
And like, what do you want? And you're like, oh, I don't know. I was wondering.
You could combine how much they've talked to during like the period and since it started the hangout whatever and like how loud microphone is and combine those two to make that that'd be quite cool. I like that.
We're onto something here.
We are
Let me
just write that down.
You write it down with my imaginary pen.
We should reach out to the Zoom peeps and see what they say about this.
Yeah. Well, they should listen to our podcast.
They should really. They probably do, you know. They must do. Be yeah, someone. One of our eight followers, it must be.
I mean, we got a message from an Alexa developer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One of our six listeners.
This is how it works.
I think this one's good, though. Yeah, sorry.
No. I was just wondering, how do you picture this evolving, this podcast? Because I think at some point, like, in an ideal world where this grows properly and stuff, I think this is almost like free product reviews from our point of view, you know? Business constraints, no data constraints, all that stuff. But yeah, it'd be really, really interesting.
It would definitely.
We could totally do that.
I think we could explore this concept maybe more in the future. But it's an interesting idea. Like I think it could actually work. But the thing is, COVID is almost over. Working from home is not going to be as prevalent potentially.
Yeah.
But maybe this is still a thing, right? Because there are still remote workers. and maybe working from home actually becomes...
There'll be plenty, man. Like, did you see the Spotify now for every single employee?
Yeah.
Without them asking, they said, you can work from anywhere.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, for every single employee now and forever.
Will they, though? I don't know. Because people like going to the office. Like, the biggest complaint we hear from coworkers is always, like, I miss the office, right?
I totally get that, and I understand. And when I've been pushing for remote and other companies, I got many people that said, especially salespeople, actually, they need...
face-to-face
that
time.
Human interaction.
Right.
Because they're so used to being on the phone all day that they want to just talk to someone, you know, in person.
Yeah.
So they're tired of, you know, being like blah, blah, blah all day on the phone.
Yeah.
But what they said is that they'll keep all the offices open.
Right. And you just...
But then everyone can do whatever they want and then they'll just work it out as things go. Right? I don't know how, because what happens if, like...
You try.
500 people move to one location. Yeah.
You try and see what happens, I guess, right? And then potentially you change it.
But it's a good... it's like a... It's just good to know that you have that flexibility, I guess.
Yeah.
It would suck if someone, like, enjoyed being with people, you know, with the team, and then the team decided, like, everyone but them wants to work abroad or whatever, but they want to work in the office. Yeah. That would suck.
It's going to be interesting, like, seeing the next few years.
See
what happens. I'm really curious to see the consequences of 1 year remote, which is what we've had. What's going to happen? Is something going to change? Will society continue being exactly the same we used to be? Like, when we go to a bar, are people going to be more sociable, less sociable? I'm pretty curious.
Yeah. I'm going to catch you right there, and I think we're going to leave that for another episode because I think we're running out of time. But we should...
Can you increase the counter for the minutes a little bit?
For the minutes?
More minutes for the podcast.
I think we should totally do that in another episode.
I was trying to wrap it up as well.
Okay,
but I was thinking, like,
don't let me catch you then.
I was just gonna say that, like, I kind of wished that there was a way to wrap it up in, like, a cool I don't know,
this has been it. Okay, yeah, no, we need that.
Like, speaking of, you know, finishing, I don't know.
Speaking where were you going with that? Okay,
well, this is the end of the episode.
It is. Oh, is that okay?
Yeah. This is it.
This is it.
If you're still listening and you feel like you really wanted more, well, tune in next week.
Yeah, very soon. Actually, next week, because there will be one next week.
We record this in the past, you listen in the future. Mm-hmm. Life's incredible.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.